Joshua, chapter 24, verses 14 to 18. You'll find that on page 169 of your pew Bibles, if you would like to follow along. Joshua 24, verses 14 to 18. Now hear the Lord and serve him with all faithfulness. Throw away the gods your forefathers worshipped beyond the river and in Egypt, and serve the Lord. But if serving the Lord seems undesirable to you, then choose for yourselves this day whom you will serve, whether the gods your forefathers served beyond the river or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you are living. But as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord. Then the people answered, "Far be it from us to forsake the Lord, to serve other gods. It was the Lord our God himself who brought us and our fathers up out of Egypt from that land of slavery and performed those great signs before our eyes. He protected us on our entire journey and among all the nations through which we traveled. And the Lord drove out before us all the nations, including the Amorites who lived in the land. We too will serve the Lord because he is our God." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Joshua's final challenge to the people of Israel was a difficult and yet crucially important one for them. "Now fear the Lord and serve him with all faithfulness. Throw away the gods your forefathers worshipped beyond the river and in Egypt, and serve the Lord. But if serving the Lord seems undesirable to you, then choose for yourselves this day whom you will serve, whether the gods your forefathers served beyond the river or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you are living. But as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord." The people of Israel had been delivered from slavery in Egypt, had known the provision of the Lord through the wilderness, and had seen their God deliver the promised land to them. They knew which God was the true God. They knew who had cared for them, shown his power and his grace to them. They knew which God had brought them to this place. But they were also tempted by the gods their forefathers had worshipped. How tempting is it for us to follow the ways of our parents or grandparents, even if those ways are not faithful to Scripture, because we don't want to go against our family beliefs and traditions. And then there were the gods of the Amorites, fertility gods. The Israelites would be assuming an agricultural lifestyle after all those years of wandering in the wilderness. Did they still need a God who would protect them from others as they wandered? Or did they need gods who could bless the land and bring about fruits and vegetables and grains? Joshua knew that God is a jealous God, and he will not share his position with anyone. He would not be interested in being one of the gods the Israelites would worship. Yahweh would be the one God, or he would not continue to protect his people and bless them. He could provide for their every need, no matter what kind of lifestyle they were living. And he would do this, but only if he was their only God. So as he was approaching the end of his life and was preparing to leave this people, Joshua challenged them to choose which God they would serve. He had made his choice, and they must make theirs. And the people made a promise that day because they knew which God had blessed them. Then the people answered, "Far be it from us to forsake the Lord to serve other gods. It was the Lord our God himself who brought us up and our fathers out of the land of Egypt, from the land of slavery, and performed those great signs before our eyes. we too will serve the Lord, because He is our God. The people knew which God had blessed them. There was no doubt in their minds. They had seen the proof of the miracles. They knew of God in action as He delivered their parents from bondage on the night the angel of death passed through the land of Egypt. They had heard of God's power at the Red Sea as the wall of water was drawn back so their parents could safely cross on dry land. They experienced the provision of their physical needs, food and water and shelter, as they wandered through the wilderness. They knew this same God had knocked down the walls of Jericho and given them the land of Canaan, that the fortified cities could not stand against them, and the better armed soldiers could not defeat them, all because God was walking with them and providing for them. They witnessed miracle after miracle, and they knew which God was the true God, which God was worthy of their worship. My friends, it is that same Lord who has delivered us from bondage, not in Egypt, but bondage to sin. Christ Jesus, by His death and resurrection, has set free anyone who would follow Him. He paid the price for our sin by His blood, and we have been redeemed. And this same Lord, by His Holy Spirit, has brought you to this place. The Lord has led each of us through the wilderness, whatever our wilderness might be, and has brought us to this place. We have just celebrated the miracle of the Incarnation. Year after year, we celebrate this miracle, just as the Israelites celebrated the Passover year after year. The power of God and His remarkable love are shown annually in this incredible event. The Son of God took human flesh and became one of us. That's what we celebrate. But that is not the only demonstration of God's power that we have witnessed. For each of us, the miracles are different. What is the nature of God's miraculous power for us? Perhaps an unexpected child or grandchild, someone it seemed would never come. Perhaps a new job, just when we needed one. Perhaps the healing from an illness. Or maybe the strength to endure a particularly difficult situation. It's hard to say how God will show His love and power, but each of us has received the miracles of God. And now we stand at the beginning of a new year. As a congregation, we look forward to new opportunities, new possibilities, and new challenges. This new year will not always be easy. Some of the challenges we face will be tough, but God promises to go ahead of us and lead the way. Some of the opportunities may seem more like challenges, and some of the possibilities will seem more tough than you can handle. But the Lord God of Israel, the God who delivered the Israelites from slavery in Egypt, the God who has led this congregation for 221 years and led you through all manner of struggles and challenges, the God who has been faithful to you and walked with you through all things, promises to continue to be with you in this new year. He promises to never leave you alone, but to be the one who leads you through all the plans He has for you. He also plans to do the same for us as individuals. We don't know what the future holds. I certainly didn't know what surprises 2015 held in store for me, but I trusted God through a very difficult year, and I continue to trust Him in 2016. This new year is full of the unknown for us as individuals and as a congregation. The only thing we know for sure is that God continues to be faithful. The God who has led us out of our bondage to sin and sent His Son to redeem us will walk with us through whatever challenges we face. It doesn't matter how difficult life gets. We can always depend on God because He will never let us down. And I know this for a fact. Joshua was very near to the end of his life when he made this challenge to the people. He knew that he would soon die and the people would have to go on without him. And that's why he challenged them. He wanted to be sure that they wouldn't forget what God had done for them, that they wouldn't forget their promises to be faithful to him, because God is a jealous God. He does not share his position. He is not content to be one of several gods we will worship. It's God and God alone, or it's not God at all. So as we stand on the cusp of a new year, we hear those words of challenge yet again. Now fear the Lord and serve Him with all faithfulness. Choose for yourselves this day whom you will serve, whether the gods your forefathers served beyond the river or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you are living. But as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord. Joshua made his choice. The people of Israel responded to the challenge by making their choice. Far be it from us to forsake the Lord to serve other gods. We too will serve the Lord because He is our God. As we begin a new year, let us determine which God we will choose. For choose we must. Will we choose the God of traditions and rituals? Will we choose the temptations of the people around us and the ways that they follow? Or will we choose the God who has delivered us from every difficult situation? But know this, like Joshua, as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord. Amen.